Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, you know about the American Family Association. They have their AFA radio and their news, which airs all around the country on hundreds of stations and on the internet. Well, they just interviewed another talk show host, and his name is John Lofton, co-host of The American View. He's a recovering Republican, and John was calling out the Christian leaders who are actually endorsing someone like Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is a Mormon. He's not a Christian. Also, he's not pro-life. He lies to the body of Christ about being against abortion. He's against abortion in Utah and for Republican primaries. He's pro-abortion in Massachusetts and everywhere else. So now let's talk to John Lofton. John, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Well, thank you very much, and I'd ask for prayers on that being a recovering Republican. We got a few support groups around the country, but no telethon yet, Bob.
No telethon.
Not yet. We're working on it.
And, John, tell us, what did you do with the Republican Party? You were somewhat prominent in your efforts.
Well, I was. From 1970 to 1973, I worked at the Republican National Committee. I was the editor of the Republican Party's national publication, which pushed Nixon at the time. So I was like the official GOP party propagandist.
At the time, the editor,
my two bosses were George Bush's father and Bob Dole.
And you are now recovering, and we're thrilled. The American View is also on the internet, theamericanview.com, where you host the program, and you're coming to Colorado, no less, to be on the radio starting this Monday on a station up north, and you could get it here in Denver. It's KHNC 1360 AM.
Right.
It's KHNC 1360 AM. What time of the day will you be on?
Be on next Monday through next Friday at 10 a.m. Colorado time, and my co-host, or maybe I'm his co-host, is Michael Anthony Perutka.
Who's run for president with the Constitution Party, and
that's
going to be quite a show.
2004, he ran as the presidential candidate for the Constitution Party. So we're going to try it out for a week and see if anybody responds.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be a lot of fun. And you're also coming to Colorado. Now, this is not exactly, you know, public information. It's a little bit secret, but I think we could reveal this to our audience. You're coming to Colorado physically in 2 weeks for a pro-life leader summit. And
that's
just thrilling, John. It's really a thrill that you're coming out here. And we're going to see if we could shake up the pro-life movement.
Well, what's really thrilling and surprising, maybe shows a lack of faith on my part, is that Dr. Dobson has agreed to meet with me while I'm out there. He's going to take me on a tour, and I'm going to meet with him in his radio studio. That was the only place he could see me. I called to make an appointment, see if he would see me. I mean, I know him and have seen him over the years at various functions, and lo and behold, he said yes, that he would. And also, I'll be meeting with Bill Armstrong, the former Republican senator from Colorado, who's now head of Colorado Christian University. He's having a big dinner there on campus with some protege of Francis Schaeffer. So pray about that, because these are a couple of very important people.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yesterday, I got to interview Bob Dornan, and we have another name now to add to the ever-growing list of leaders condemning the partial birth abortion ruling. So now Representative Bob Dornan, who worked at the federal level in Congress, and the legislation he passed, pro-life legislation, did not have exceptions for rape and incest. And in fact, John, you don't know this. We just found this out yesterday. This week he watched our DVD, Focus on the Strategy 2.
Oh, yeah.
He's given it a tremendous endorsement. And under his name, he's going to send that out to 50 pro-life leaders around the country, begging them to watch it.
Well, that's wonderful. And you have two DVDs, right? Part one and two?
We do.
And we'll talk off the air, but I want to talk to you as to how we can promote them, too, because we have our website, the radio show, and we also have about a 5,000 mailing list left over from the campaign, a lot of people. So we definitely want to see that, because it is a tremendous piece of work, and all of us today have so much stuff we watch and hear, but folks, if you're busy like we are and you can only get one or two things on this pro-life subject, these discs, these DVDs by Bob are definitely worth watching, and watching all of them and focusing on them very intently, because it's, wow, it's a lot of good work and requires some attention.
We've had some significant Christian and pro-life leaders do things like call them the DVDs of the century.
Sure.
The must-watch DVD for any Christian who wants to influence his culture. So this is really thrilling. And now let's talk about Mitt Romney. Bob Jones III came out and endorsed Mitt Romney. Tim Wildman, of all people, was endorsing Mitt Romney. First, tell us what you told AFA, American Family Association News, just, what, an hour ago?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about all those people. By the way, National Review Online, they had a fellow who did an article several weeks ago where he did original reporting. He called almost all of these top so-called Christian leaders, who, of course, as you know, aren't really Christian leaders. They're Republican Party cheerleaders. But he called them, and every one of them said they would have no trouble voting for a Mormon, which is to say they would have no trouble voting for an unbeliever. Hmm. And one person, to my knowledge, now this is my personal knowledge, it may have changed, but the only person that has not said that he would vote for a Mormon, or that he wasn't bothered by voting for a non-Christian, has been Jim Dobson. Dobson has said, I think a lot of people will have trouble with that, but he has not said, he has not drunk the Kool-Aid yet.
Mm-hmm.
And
also, we were thrilled, you know, we have been very open in our addressing Dr. Dobson on various compromise issues, including celebrating this wickedly brutal partial birth abortion,
sure,
ruling, but what a thrill to see him go public and say that I will not vote for a candidate who is pro-abortion, and if necessary, I'll support a third-party candidate. I mean, that's pretty thrilling, because that's a step away of worshiping at the altar of Republican Party politics.
Well, you're absolutely right, and when he resigned, whatever he resigned, that Focus on the Family position, to move to that other organization where he's much more independent, he's really standing off from the herd of the Republican Party cheerleaders. Let's say he's put down one pom-pom, okay?
Right.
But that's one more than anybody else has put down. And I pray that's one of the things that I can talk to him about when I get out there, is that there's no way you have the option, sir, as a Christian, to vote for an unbeliever to rule over us. That is just ridiculous. And that's one of the things that's very embarrassing. I find myself having to write and say things to people who claim to be Christians, and they don't act like Christians. Who would have thought there would ever be an argument about whether or not you could vote for an unbeliever to rule over us? It's ridiculous.
The Mormon faith, you've pointed out in the interviews you've done on this, and an extensive interview with Tim Wildman, that the Mormon faith says that, which is a false teaching, it's blatantly false,
sure,
demonstrably false, it says that Jesus Christ is the spirit brother of Lucifer. And also, Mormon teaching is that God once was a man like we are, and one day a good Mormon, any good Mormon, will become God and be worshipped. So that Mormonism is not monotheism. There's not one God in Mormonism. It is polytheism. There's an untold number of gods, supposedly.
Well, absolutely, and almost, I just found that out recently, that Mormon teaching is that Jesus is the spiritual brother of Lucifer. And if you go to the LDS site and put in Jesus' name, you'll just see a long article where they explain what that means. I found it while I was browsing for something else. So every time I go to that page, there's something that's more horrible and just wacky.
Now, John, I pastor Denver Bible Church, and you might reprimand me for this, but a while back we took our Sunday night service and we gave it to two Mormon missionaries. And we told them, we will allow you to lead our Sunday night service at our Fundamentalist Bible Church as long as you'll allow the congregation to question you as you go along. And what an extraordinary time it was. And they were rather shaken. But, of course, one of the main teachings of the Book of Mormon is that American Indians are actually Jews. And that is such a bizarre teaching. And now the Mormons are all into studying your genealogies. And, of course, DNA is a hard science where what is obvious is now becoming blatantly obvious that American Indians are not Semitic. They're Oriental. They're Hamitic. They're not Jewish. And the entire story of the Book of Mormon is just a fabrication.
Well, and of course, any part of their teaching that does make sense, they just ripped off the Bible.
Yeah, that
it's like Islam.
Yeah,
anything in Islam that makes sense, they stole from Christianity.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. The Bible is God's word, and so these religions, they start with whatever in the Bible appeals to them, and then they just make it up as they go.
Well, if they come to your door. And perhaps they have, or if they email you like I have, every Mormon that I've ever known or corresponded with wants to be known as a Christian, but every single Christian I've ever known, and put the question to them, no Christian I've ever known will say, yes, they're Christian. And when the Mormons say to me, one time they came to the door and they saw I had my King James Bible, because I saw them coming up the sidewalk, first thing they did was point at it and say, well, we believe that, we're Christians. And I said, well, then why don't you call yourself Christians?
Mm.
Why don't you have that Bible? You're standing here at my door now with your own book that you say is holy book. In other words, they are the Latter-day Saints. Well, I don't need any of you folks. What about the former saints? You know? You say they, well, like a lot of these cults, they praise Christianity in a way, but you know, you kind of messed up the book and screwed up, and Jesus failed because he got killed. But, hey, that's the bad news. The good news is we're here to make it all better. And we say, well, thank you, but no thank you. We don't need any additional revelation. We don't need Latter-day Saints. It's absurd.
And then John Lofton, by the way, we're speaking with the co-host of The American View. You could also get that on the internet, theamericanview.com.
Yes, sir.
And next week there will be a trial. I don't know which side is trying which side, John.
Well, yeah, let me look, the station very kindly offered us some time, and I said, well, why don't we do a week and see what happens, and then we'll talk about if we do more and when.
Well, I actually am thrilled that you're going to be on the air in Colorado. We'll be neighbors even closer than we are, so that'll be
fun. Absolutely.
But that's Monday through Friday, 10 in the morning for an hour at 1360 a.m. Now, regarding Mitt Romney,
yes, sir.
He ran in Utah, and he said in, you know, some Utah is conservative to some degree. He said that he's pro-life. Then he goes to Massachusetts, and, of course, he's pro-choice. He's pro-abortion. Then he decides, and he's openly, radically pro-abortion. Then he decides he wants to run for president, and in the primary cycle, you've got to be pro-life if you want the support of the Christian right. And so he decides that during a conversation with a Harvard researcher named Douglas Melvin, that he became pro-life right then, realizing the sanctity of life, talking about embryonic stem cell research. Well, that researcher, Melvin, says that Romney is lying about the conversation. After his phony conversion, he still continued to support federal funding for embryonic research. He appointed a pro-abortion, well-known pro-abortion Democrat, Matt Nestor, as a district court judge. And he openly stated that he's still pro-choice. This is all months after he says he became pro-life, half a year later. And so he's simply a liar. Mitt Romney is a liar while kids are dying.
Because when I heard his story without doing any research, it didn't make any sense. His story was something like, well, I didn't, and I'm paraphrasing here, I didn't really realize that abortion was bad till I heard about the stem cell research, embryonic stem cell research. So does that mean that before he supposedly looked into the embryonic stem cell research, that he didn't know that the unborn baby was an embryo?
Yeah, right.
Seriously.
John,
I mean, it's like I never thought about the baby in the womb till I heard about the embryo.
Yeah, John, that is, and that's why I enjoy listening.
His parents didn't tell him about the birds and the bees and what makes the unborn baby.
That's why I enjoy listening to your show. You're so logical, and you point out these things with such basic insight. Yet it can go the other way around. If somebody is pro-choice,
exactly.
If somebody's
yeah.
pro-choice, and then they look at the pictures of a baby in the womb, and they say, "Wow, I was lied to. It's actually a baby.
It's an embryo."
Yeah, but when somebody supports killing unborn children, and they look at a few cells, they don't say, "Oh my, I should have never supported killing those late-term babies." You know, look at those cells.
Yeah,
he's just a liar.
It's kind of a moral dyslexia where he started out looking at the least bad thing and it led him to the greater one.
Yeah, and so when he's in Utah, he knows enough to know that it's wrong to kill an unborn child. Then he goes to run in Massachusetts. Now he supports killing unborn children.
That's right.
Then he has this phony conversion because he's going to run as a Republican for president nationwide. And so then he has this conversion, which he lies about, and then he keeps doing and saying all these pro-abortion things. He's just a Mitt Romney is a liar, but Christians like to be lied to. They just enjoy it.
Well, another thing about Romney is that he has these meetings, you know, around the country called Ask Mitt Anything. And, of course, if you've tracked any of them or listened to any of the audio, you see that, yeah, right, you can ask Mitt anything except about his Mormonism. Because when he's asked about that, he really doesn't want to talk about it.
He's very uncomfortable. But you've been talking about the one young guy who asked him.
That's exactly where I was going. God bless him, because he stood up and said something like, "Tell me about your religion." And he said, "Well, go to the LDS page." And then the guy kept standing, and he said, "Well, okay, so you believe everything there?" And then he said, he's something to the effect of, "Hey, I'm a true blue Mormon. I'm a devout Mormon.
He
I'm
said,
not running away from my faith."
He said, "I'm a true blue Mormon. I believe everything on that page."
Exactly.
And he has referred to himself as a temple Mormon.
Exactly.
So, yeah, he's
and it would be good to remind people that Mormon teaching is that abortion is allowable in the case of rape, incest, fetal deformity, and life and health of the mother. So that's just, it's not a loophole. There's nothing there but wide open space to drive through.
To kill kids, right. And so if
abortion
a child,
on demand for any reason, anytime, any place.
So if a child is handicapped, according to the Mormon religion, you could kill the child in the womb.
Romney is morally handicapped. He is deformed.
Yeah, hopefully.
No doubt.
Yeah, and, you know, there are even Christians. Now, the Christians who are supporting Romney because, what, they want to be lied to that he's Christian, he's not, that he's pro-life, he's not. But then you have the Christians, like last week I debated, I don't know if you know this name, Greg Kokel from Stand to Reason in California, longtime 20-year talk show host out there, Christian apologist, does a great job, except that he's off the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
He is, like some others, endorsing Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, my.
And Greg Kokel teaches pro-lifers around the country how to defend the pro-life position.
Wow.
I mean, this is where the body of Christ has gone to, with Rudy Giuliani being a mass murderer, an unfettered advocate of killing unborn children for all these many years of his career.
Well, I guarantee you that if it's Giuliani versus Hillary Clinton, that all these people who now are holding their nose and saying no about Giuliani, except Dobson, I really do think he wouldn't, but all these other people will vote for Giuliani because they'll say that he's better than Hillary.
The vast majority will. It's tragic. But that, you know what? The darker it is, the brighter Christ's light shines. And so those Christian leaders who say, We do not compromise with the world. We don't make alliances with the wicked who hate God and then support them and advocate them to lead over us. I mean, that's exactly the theme of the Old Testament, where God said to Israel, trust me, obey me. And instead, as a nation, they said, no, we're going to make alliances with the wicked who hate God, who are adulterers and murderers. We'll make alliances with them. And God abandoned that nation to its own destruction because of that unfaithfulness.
Well, all these so-called Christian leaders lining up to say not only that they would vote for a Mormon, but that the whole religion thing is out of bounds, which, as I said in this American Family Association interview, when you say the religion question's off the table, you've just said no to Christ. That is being ashamed of the gospel, Romans 1:16. That is Christ denial, to say that, first of all, Christ isn't a religion. He's God. So when you just try to put a keep-out sign on the whole religion area, you've slammed the door in the face of our Lord. That's what they've done. Mm-hmm. It is quite it's quite extraordinary, because in the Bible, rotten, immoral, corrupt rulers are often imposed on God's people as punishment to whip them into line. Here we have the incredible situation of God's people, put that in quotes with a question mark, saying, we'll impose the evil people on ourselves. Mm. It's a kind of masochism. It's amazing. It is amazing. They're amazingly corrupt. And you know why? Because winning is everything.
Winning is everything. It's just like being in the World Series or the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And what they've done is they've turned defeating Hillary into an idol. Their God is defeating Hillary.
Well, did you hear the interview that's on the page with Dr. Jack Wilkie?
Yes.
Wilkie, when I said, well, did you know before you endorsed Romney that they teach that Jesus is the spiritual brother of Lucifer, and Wilkie says, oh, I know all about those dopey beliefs. And I thought, wow, talking about dopey beliefs, Doc, you got a mirror nearby? Mm. Take a look in the mirror. The only thing dopier than the Mormon beliefs is that somebody that would vote for a Mormon. You talk about dopey beliefs.
Yeah.
But he was so unconcerned, just the boring tone, like we were talking about the stock market closed.
And not only that, but Dr. Jack Wilkie, who's one of the fathers of the pro-life movement, completely endorsing this strategy of the lesser of two evils, and just, it's so utterly broken. Basically, in the New Testament, Paul considered it slander to say, do evil that good might come of it.
Sure.
So that's gone from slander to being their slogan. Now it's their slogan. Let's all do evil that good may come of it.
Well, if you heard the Wilkie interview, you also heard him say that as a member of the board of the National Right to Life Committee, he did vote, he says, to keep the Colorado Right to Life people, Brian Rohrbaugh and others, to keep them in the National Right to Life Committee, which, I originally said, well, God bless you, but I was thinking it's very important for you guys to get out, to be thrown in the briar patch, because we're starting a new thing.
Yeah.
And to stay in their boundaries, no.
Something
new is being born.
That's absolutely true, and it is happening. There is a national debate on pro-life strategy. You know, we released the Focus on the Strategy 2.5 years ago now. But regardless of what we've been doing here in Denver, it's been happening with dozens of ministries around the country are realizing that we have a post-Christian right-to-life movement. It is no longer Christian.
Yes.
It is post-Christian. And so this movement that should be based on Jesus Christ and a biblical foundation has been co-opted by secular humanists.
Sure.
And so we need to stand up and reorient the pro-life movement on a biblical foundation.
Well, we don't believe that you regulate murder. You just fight to totally stop it.
That's right.
Let me ask you about something that I haven't talked about with you off the air. But I got an email from National Right to Life Committee. I'm on their email list. And I wrote back and asked a question, and to my surprise, the person actually answered me. His name is Joe Landrum. He's the Administrative Assistant for Public Information, National Right to Life Educational Trust Fund. Until I got this email, I thought, and I still may think it if it's right, I thought the National Right to Life Committee favored exceptions. Do they?
Well, they support, over the years, they've supported all types of legislation and candidates that favor exceptions. And they themselves are not opposed to abortifacients and Plan B, the morning after pill. They actually will support those.
But this guy wrote back and said that they're against rape and incest exceptions.
He must mean in the ozone, because in practice, any law that has a rape or incest exception, they support it, and virtually any candidate, they support it.
So, I think he was alluding to, I'm going to send you these two or three emails shortly that he sent back to my questions. What he does is he alludes to their national constitutional right to life amendment to the Constitution, which...
Well, they're opposed to personhood amendments right now. Personhood efforts, and they only...
That's what I thought, right.
They only... I mean, they are systematically against personhood efforts nationwide. But you know what? I think they're realizing that their leadership of the movement is beginning to crumble.
And if... Oh, I do too.
They're realizing that, and I don't think they're going to be able to stop that. We're almost out of time. John, you know what you did a while back that I loved? You went after the publisher of World Magazine.
Oh my,
because
goodness.
They reported, Joe Bell's, they reported a lie that Bush nominated 20 pro-life judges.
Yep.
And that was just a fabrication. Steve Urtel at lifenews.com, he made that up. He makes up a lot of news. Just, he sucked it out of the tip of his thumb. And so you pointed out, and you had an interaction with Joe Bell's, and they admitted they had no evidence that these judges were pro-life, and they would not retract or print a correction.
No, they would not. And look, those of us who write and talk for a living, I mean, if Christian journalists can't be honest, it's all over. I mean, we above all people should be scrupulous. And what they did is they just printed a report from Urtel. They didn't even attribute it to Urtel.
And it went all over the internet, all over the world, really, and it's just a lie. So Joe Bells is really the Jason Blair of the Christian media. The New York Times fabricating reporter. All right, John Lofton, I can't wait to see you in 2 weeks from now.
Me too, brother.
We'll be tuning in Monday through Friday this coming week.
God bless you, Bob. Thanks for the time.
God bless you. What a neat
friend.
Time to spend
Bye-bye.
With John Lofton. Goodbye, John, of theamericanview.com. And he'll be co-hosting this program for 1 week. It's a trial. They're going to figure out if we Colorado listeners are worth the time. Man. You know, sometimes you're put to the test. So hopefully that will go well, and I can't wait to see John. Our website is kgov.com. If you haven't seen the Focus on the Strategy DVDs, there's two DVDs in a set, and what an inexpensive price. You could get them online or by calling us at 800-8-NYART and ask for our catalog. And Christmas is coming, too, so people like to give BEL materials, and that helps us stay on the air. Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school in Arvada, Maranatha.